With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Resisting pressure to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu vows to press ahead with Israel's offensive. The Prime Minister ruling out any truce until the hostages being held by Hamas are set free. Visiting Israel, Secretary of State Blinken says that more needs to be done to protect Palestinian civilians, or else, he says, there will be no partners for peace. The Biden administration has pressed for a pause in the fighting so more aid can flow into Gaza. And one Mideast expert argues that such a pause would be a big mistake.
Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Simone Ladine, says the administration's proposed humanitarian pause,
whatever it is they mean by that,
would only delay the inevitable, especially with a long-awaited Israeli ground offensive just getting underway.
Stopping anything right now will just drag everything on and actually result in a more intense humanitarian disaster, I think, at the end of the day.
Ladine says the most humanitarian thing to do now is to let the battle play out and come to a close as quickly as possible. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, hiring slowed last month as American employers added 150,000 jobs. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni sees the October figure as the beginning of a trend.
We have data from private payroll companies, data from the regional Federal Reserve banks, and all of those different data points are showing us that things are trending down.
Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network that the job market is not as strong as the administration would have Americans believe. Time to fall back. Standard Time making a return early Sunday morning. Not all, but many Americans will turn the clock back 1 hour. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 141 points. The Nasdaq ahead 111. SRN News. A warning from Finland.
Dr. Ritarkatu Kautiala, a psychiatrist who pioneered transgender treatments for children in her country, says the U.S. medical establishment needs to learn from the mistakes of Europe. She says puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations have ruined the lives of a lot of kids in Finland and elsewhere, and experts now advising against them. As the U.S. charges ahead, Kautiala warns, quote, medicine is not immune to dangerous groupthink that results in patient harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
If Ohio's abortion amendment passes on Tuesday, big money may be much of the reason. Pro-abortion groups from outside the state have shoveled more than $30 million into the pro-amendment campaign. On the other side, pro-life forces have only managed to muster around $10 million, some of the abortion cash coming in from overseas. If the amendment passes, abortion will become part of the state constitution. This is SRN News. An ally of New York City Mayor Eric Adams comes under federal scrutiny.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Trump asking a federal appeals court to lift a gag order restricting his speech about potential witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel in the case that accuses him of plotting to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. More details at SRNNews.com.